And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much. My next guest, Goldberg, joining us now. Andy, welcome. How are you, sir?
John, it's a great day here in Detroit. Great pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Hey, appreciate you joining us. The big deal, a practical guide to selling your business with confidence and clarity. I'm a business owner myself and have owned businesses since I was about 22 years of age. So these type of topics are really, you know, near and dear to me because I see so many businesses and I coach them as well, Andy. And one of the things that just breaks my heart is to watch somebody own and operate a business. They do it for decades upon decades. And when they get to the end, because they had no plan on what to do, you sell the thing at sometimes just the assets at pennies on the dollar and there's nothing in return. And yet they've worked their whole life for it.
It's the largest transaction they'll ever undertake in their lifetime, yet they don't plan for it. And really, this book is just all about getting business owners comfortable with the process of selling. It's a starter kit, if you will. It's not going to give everything from A to Z, but what it does is gives them the ability to dive into the selling process with their advisors so they know what to anticipate, they know what to expect, they know what they should be prepared for, and they know the entire process so there won't be any surprises for them.
Gotcha. Which, by the way, I appreciate that because I think for a lot of people, it's daunting. They don't know where to start. I've helped a few people, you know, buy and or sell businesses. And for a lot of them, it's a huge, well, you know, Andy, one of the largest mental things, even sometimes the most stressful thing, because they look at this, you know, business, they birthed it literally as a baby. It's now all grown up and they're trying to figure out what to do next. And for some, it's a huge traumatic thing for them.
Well, it's so interesting. And it's a great point, John. When we talk about right at the outset of the book, about when is the right time to sell your business, we actually focus on the physical and mental well-being and the emotional well-being of the seller. Because all too often, they go into this not knowing what it's going to look like on the other side. Are they even prepared to let that child have its next stage of its life? Are they prepared to no longer pick up the same coffee at the coffee shop on the way to work, have the same people in the shop at the that they socialize with throughout the day, have the same dinner table conversation? It's going to all change. Are they emotionally prepared for this change in what their world is going to look like after the sale?
I agree with everything you just said, and I see a lot of owners, by the way, doing exactly what you just said. In fact, a lot of them where it's on top of that, what do I do after the sale? If they haven't even prepared for that, and of course, I always tell people, Andy, because I've been one of those, I've bought and sold and done different things. And what I've always said is, you know, when you end up selling, you know, you might be surprised at how many other more opportunities actually come along and things that you can actually jump into if you have the right mindset. Because if you did one business successfully, chances are you can do another.
That's the skills we learn today are so varied as a business owner that they're easily translatable to other scenarios. And your point about what it looks like on the front end emotions, but also apply on the back end. As you said, there are a couple things that we often point out. We always like to make sure that our clients have a plan in place after they sell. You know, failing to plan is planning to fail.
That's
so
right.
One of those plans is, you know, a lot of times the company or the business owner themselves was involved in charitable projects in their community. Well, maybe right. They want to take a more active role. Maybe they want to take a leadership role. A lot of them have so many skills and want to be mentors to young business owners, whether it's the Small right. Business Administration or other local city, county business development groups. There is enormous potential for those people to help out new business owners. Of course, there's the invariable hobbies that they never got to take advantage of, whether, of course, now pickleball, or maybe they're into woodworking. Now there's some time to do it and they can test those waters as well. So it's great to have a little bit of foresight as to what they want to spend that time on. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two really, really important things on the back end, John.
Sure.
Is your estate plan up to date? You may have hit a windfall in the sale of your business. Make sure your estate plan is up to date so your assets go to the people, charities, children, grandchildren that you want it to go to. And secondly, related is your financial health, a review of your own financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
Is the money going to be invested in a way that will last you as long as you think you are going to live?
Right. I'm going to add one more thing. I don't know if it's in your book or not, but when it comes to even the whole tax ramifications of selling the business, because the thing I've also helped some owners with, which I'll just say this straight up, not that I'm against business brokers. I'm not. They serve a great purpose, but they're not your tax planner, Andy. In other words, what they may find works really well for them to get the business sold may not be in your best interest tax-wise. You need to seek out several different advisors on the tax side of the fence. And I will tell you, just like anything else you would get a bid on, go get two or three different bids or opinions on that, and then take all of that information and make a decision, because I see far too many owners making bad decisions when they sell.
Right. So we even talk about, John, and you're spot on, about the different roles that advisors can play. We focus a whole chapter just on the different roles of a CPA or your accountant. And it may even be a separate tax accountant who specializes in that area. It may be the lawyer. It may be a business broker or business advisor who may not, as you said, and probably doesn't have the tax expertise. There may also be other specific advisors if there are environmental issues or real estate issues. So there may be special advisors. But then we also, in this book, we also spend a very substantial portion talking and discussing the different types of structuring a sale of the business. The two most common and the likely, whether it's an asset sale where you sell your assets or you're selling the stock of your business. No need to go in more in depth, but suffice to say,
for most people, it wouldn't apply. For those that are listening, I know what you mean by that, Andy. And those of you that are business owners, if you've thought about this at all, yeah, get the book. You can also reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you along these lines. But I would say, first off, read Andy's book and get a good idea of what's going on before you do anything.
Thank you so much. I think there's a lot of great information in there, and it's really the culmination of 30 years of practicing as a lawyer and CPA that I've tried to distill into about 200 pages nice. For our readers. So, for
Andy, really quick,
200 pages into 30 years.
When it comes to, you know, like me, I mean, I've seen different mistakes that people have made. I've mentioned a couple earlier where, you know, guys and gals work a business for a very, very, very long time, and when they're done, they didn't plan correctly. There's lots of things they didn't do with even the running of the business day to day, where they sacrificed profit on the backside. But regardless, what do you see, or what have you seen as some of the largest mistakes, you know, owners make either while running it or when they get ready to sell?
So I'm going to focus on when they get ready to sell, because that's really the essence of the book. There are a couple. One is underestimating the amount of time it takes to properly prepare your business to be sold and then to eventually get sold. This is not a 2-month process. Even for small businesses, we're seeing 6 to 12 months to make sure it's properly marketed, to make sure it gets adequate number of offers so the offers can be evaluated. Yep. That's one. Number two is, people think when they hear the words due diligence, they think of the buyer evaluating the seller and what its business is like. And have the seller evaluate the buyer. John, that was great. You took the words right out of my mouth. Have the seller evaluate the buyer. Is this the right buyer for your business and for your employees to go work for once you're gone? I think that is an undervalued and too often a mistake that can be avoided.
Yep. No, I again, people think that, well, let me add this. If you're running the business correctly, you should be looking at the day it sells, and a lot of what you just talked about and getting the preparation done is already done on the front side. And I'm not bragging here, but when I sold my business, one of my businesses back in 2012, I literally put it on the market July 1st, closed August 31st, because Andy, I had been working for several prior years to that date, knowing that when I was ready, it would be pretty much like, by the way, like having your house showroom condition, so when you go to sell it, there's not much you need to do. If you run your business that way and have it ready to go, the sale's pretty easy, by the way.
It's a great analogy. There's even the other analogy is, start your business with the intention of selling your business.
There you go.
And understanding how you're going to sell it.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I've coached a few businesses on the very startup phase saying, okay, keep in mind, someday you won't own this. What are we going to do all along the line to make sure when that day comes, you're ready to go? Because by the way, Andy, the other thing for those of you listening that happens, and Andy, I've helped individuals along these lines. I've got a particular client of mine right now that I'm going through this with right now. What if someone dies in the business, Andy?
it's the old succession planning conundrum, John.
Yep.
Who is going to step into my shoes? You know this, and we always strive to tell our clients, if you make yourself obsolete, your business actually becomes exponentially more valuable.
Absolutely.
When you are no longer needed. People hear that and they think that's funny and nonsensical, but it is true.
Oh no. So
all
true.
The time.
So true. I mean, folks that are listening, and Andy, you know the numbers even better than I, but I will go as far as to say that you make that business run without you. You are not needed any longer. You probably have at least doubled its value, if not tripled it.
At least, John, at least it's, yes, I echo those thoughts. Double,
awesome.
If not triple.
Andy, where do we get the book? Let me ask you that, and let's figure that out. Where do we get the book?
Of course, it's up on Amazon in Kindle, paperback, hardcover. You can also pick it up on my website, www.thebigdealbook.com. And okay. If you want to chat more, or you want to have an in-person conversation, or want to shoot me an email, you can reach me at 248-455-6500 or andy@thebigdealbook.com.
Awesome. Andy, I appreciate it. You're welcome. Anytime, as you can tell, we speak the same language, and I appreciate you joining us, sir, very much.
John, thanks so much. It was a great day, and I hope Denver's great today.